That was the most freaking insane night I ever had. I got there, there was like 5 people and really bad rave music. Two French guys from the countryside, 2 Kiwis, and then another French guy. Seemed like way super more liberal. He worked at a sex shop. He was like the manager there. We had weed and we rolled it in papers that were just like $100 bills. Whew. We got a beer. Oh, this guy. His name is Sammy. I don't know. I don't really know how valid his story is. He said he went around to a bunch of different colleges and studied. But his profile on Bumble said MIT. He's one of the French guys from the countryside. But anyhow, we were just drinking and smoking, and this girl, fitting, she comes to the group and starts telling me about her first acid trip and how it's exactly, the visuals are exactly like these glasses I was wearing, the acid glasses. And this girl had on like this bra top. She had enormous tits, and I told her about it mid-story. I paused her and I told her, yeah, I'm amazing tits. And then she told me that she has them so nice because she used to be really flat-chested, but then when she had her son, she just grew them, and they stayed like that, and they are staying like that because it's been 5 years. They would have shrunk by now if they were going to shrink. But any fucking how, that story took like 12 bajillion kajillion minutes, and all I said was, are these glasses really like what acid is like? And so I got that story from her. That was the middle. And then a lot of French people showed up, and I think 2 of them were Irish or Scottish. I don't know, because they didn't sound like the French, and they talked about drinking a lot, and sounded kind of Irish. But I figured that's what they were. Anyhow, they all showed up. It is like the epitome of like greasy brunch men that like you could ever think of. Some had dreads. They all had like either the swoop hair or like long, lacky hair. Okay, but I got there. And they were all showing up. It was getting a little weird. And like, I'm making eyes at the other French guy, but he was not having it. So I decided to like, what the fuck, just go for it with the other French guy, the one that I had actually come there to see. Making eyes, like, you want me to show you my bedroom? And I just said sure, out of like got reaction, like, fuck it, 2020, do what you want. But I did it. I immediately after, I realized that I'm probably gonna have to suck a dick. I'm probably gonna have to suck a fucking dick. I'm like, keep cool, use your words, say no. And I just want to preface this by saying I am so lucky that it worked for me, because I know it doesn't work for some people. Saying no doesn't work, but it worked for me. Right? Guys, I got dry humped just into oblivion for at least 25 godly minutes, and I only had to say no if he put his hands any lower than where I wanted them to be. It's amazing. He choked me. Guys, I was not sexually attracted to him, but I was like sexually attracted to what we did, and I finally understand friends with benefits. I could do that because I didn't like give it all, but the dry humping was so good. Maybe I'm just a fucking freak. Oh, and I should add into this that during this entire time we're making out and dry humping, there is a fucking cockroach climbing down the wall. Oh, I'm probably a little lost. Let's see. Okay. Pause. Not you, I'm just... Wait, I wonder... Oh, it's still recording. I wonder if my map is still up. Oh, I'm going the right way. I'm going the right way, guys. Yeah. So... Like I just said, I'm a period, don't want to do anything. Which, like, I guarantee you shouldn't have to even say that. You can just say no. Which I did a couple times, but then he, like, kept checking because I was, like, really into the dry humping. But he kept checking to make sure I, like, didn't want to go any further. Which maybe that's me. Maybe that's me making excuses for him. Maybe he shouldn't have done it all unless I had told him to, but whatever. It happened. But I told him, and he, like, you know, every time he would immediately take his hand away, and he's like, okay, okay. And so that's how I got a man to dry hump with me for 25 hours. Not 25 hours, Jesus Christ, 25 minutes. I really need to wield this power that is called the vagina way more often, because I'm fucking pumped. That was awesome. I'm walking home alone now, so I'm just gonna keep recording. I'm still a little high. Oh, should I feel bad for blue-balling this kid? Because I should probably feel a little bit bad, right? Wait, I need to open up the map again, make sure I'm going the right way. Yeah, it's going the right way, so. Okay, I'm gonna end this and then I'll. Oh shit, wait, okay. I thought it'd been 12 minutes. It's 12 p.m. 12 a.m. It's only been 6 minutes and 48 seconds. Bye. Pause. I should note that I got this offer from him at like 9:15 p.m. I was over there by 10 ish. 10 or a little later. And it's 12, so this all went on in the span of 2 hours. God damn, that acid story must have been fucking long. Crossing the street. Fuck. I was worried that was like my uncle, and he had driven out.
Sitting around that apparently used to be a dead.